Hi there, everyone. This is Thomas Beck, and welcome to this week's episode of Messing Around with Media. I am so happy to have you guys on for this episode. You guys are in for a real treat. Before I get started, I just wanted to ask the audience, or basically you guys, have you ever watched a movie or TV show and asked yourself, who the hell made this? Well, you guys aren't the only one. Most of our media here is controlled by six media corporations. And while the content of media seems limitless, which it almost is, the companies putting out this material is limited. Today I will be discussing the six big media companies in North America. I'll name the big six, who their CEOs are, and other notable things about them in the news, and all that fun stuff. And then later on, we'll have a special guest. He's a good friend of mine. He's big into media. He's a media enthusiast. His name is Cole Tucky. We're going to have him on later today for today's show. We'll be able to pick his brain about media and all that fun stuff and about the big six. I'm going to step aside, and we'll be right back right after this quick message from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Hungry? Get a hearty plate of ribs and wash it down with a nice foot rub. Just down West 119th Street in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Tell them Tommy sent you in and get an extra 20% off a foot massage with a buy one get one 12-piece chicken wing platter. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. No one does it like us. Alright, so, where were we? Ah, yes. It's time to introduce your big six media companies. To kick off our starting lineup, we have National Amusements. They're well known for owning corporations like Viacom, which owns Nickelodeon, and the CBS Corporation. Thanks to them, you get your fill of cartoons and college sports all in one Saturday. The company is owned by Sumner Redstone. NA has planned to sell $390 million of notes and attempt to pay off the debt that they're in. Next up, we have every kid's favorite media company, Disney, ran by CEO Bob Iger. With years of rich history and popular timeless films, the Walt Disney Corporation has become the upper echelon of media and broadcasting, making millions of dollars and held many assets, being worth up to $98 billion in 2018. They own the rights to ABC Broadcasting Company and the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. Can anyone guess which one that is? That one is ESPN. Disney also has numerous TV channels, as well as there are talks of a merger between Disney and 21st Century Fox, which I will dive into later on in the show. Disney is also working on a new version of The Lion King, which is set to be released in July of 2019. There's a lot of hype around the new release of The Lion King. Next up, we have the as-before-mentioned 21st Century Fox. It's ran by James Murdoch, and they're also very popular in North America. 21st Century Fox is a parent organization of Fox Broadcasting Corporation, Fox Sports, and other associations affiliated with Fox. They're also the parent organization to 20th Century Fox, while the 21st Century name was unveiled in 2013. The 20th Century's division is still up and running. Don't worry, movie fans. Because there's still plenty more Searchlight intros to come. On July 27th, 2018, shareholders of 21st Century Fox agreed to sell the company to Walt Disney Corporation for $71.3 billion. This is the merger that I was talking about earlier, and this includes the loss of channels like National Geographic and Fox and FX Networks. This could be tough for Fox and shows produced by Fox, considering it doesn't really follow the guidelines that Disney goes under. Next up, we have Warner Media Company, which is formerly known as, you guessed it, Time Warner Incorporated. The company is now owned by telecommunications giant AT&T, founded by Steve Ross and ran by CEO John Stankey. The assets that Warner Media owns are CNN News, DC Comics, the Cartoon Network, and the famous Warner Bros. Entertainment Company. Yes, that's right, they're the owners of Looney Tunes, the creator of the second best sports movie ever, Space Jam, only behind number one, Miracle. Thanks to them, everyone would get extremely fired up every time we'd see the Warner Bros. Logo and hear the little piano jingle before every movie. Lately, Warner has been in the news for releasing a 3-tiered streaming service. That's exciting. Now we shift gears over to beautiful Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yes, boys and girls, we're in Comcast country. Philly is the headquarters of Brian Roberts' Comcast Media Corporation, which has become quite mainstream, mostly because of its ownership of NBC. It has been the owner of NBC Universal since 2011. They also own another telecommunications giant, Xfinity. Comcast has also had cable channels like the USA Network, MNBC, and NBC Sports Network. Also owns Universal Studios. It's even the parent company to the major European media corporation, Sky. Although it has lots of cash in the bank, Comcast has been criticized for multiple reasons. It has one of the worst customer satisfaction rates in the cable industry. Comcast has already violated net neutrality practices in the past, and there's also a lack of competition in its service area. Thanks to all those criticisms, Comcast was a consumerist worst company in America in 2010 and 2014. And finally, last but not least, all the way in Tokyo, Japan, we have Sony. It is ran by CEO Kenichiro Yoshida. It is one of the media giants of the world and had a net worth of $66.74 billion. It works in four industries: electronics, so video games, communication products, network services, etc., motion pictures, so television, movie production, and music, record labels and publishing, and even financial services. From making PlayStation consoles to managing your money and working with it, these media giants do it all. They're the fifth largest television manufacturer in the world. Thanks to Sony Interactive Entertainment, Sony Pictures, and many other different subsidiaries, Sony has become one of the most comprehensive entertainment companies in the world and ranked 97th on the 2018 Fortune Global 500 list.
Yay!
And now that we have introduced our Big Six media companies, I think it's time that we get talking to our special guest, Cole Tucky. Stay tuned as I step aside and get our guest settled in here, and we'll be right back to ask him some questions about media and its diversity. And now for my second segment, we have my special guest, media specialist Cole Tucky. He's here to talk about media with me. Hi there, Cole. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you, Thomas?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Was the traffic getting down here all right, bud?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty good, bud.
Oh, nice. So I know you're a sort of a media junkie. So let's just dive right in. Do you think that most of the media in North America and even the world is controlled by the six media giants?
Well, yeah, honestly, when you look at the big six, you know, you've got these companies all controlled all over the world. You have places like Tokyo having Sony, and you have Philadelphia having some big corporations too.
Oh, that's a pretty big pinpoint in the world, bud.
Yeah.
Philly.
Yeah, I love Philly.
Yeah, but Comcast has sort of just been neither here or there, but they've still somehow managed to rack in the big businesses, right? And it's sort of interesting how it's almost like a monopoly, even though that there's these antitrust laws set out to avoid that. But yet we have these five guys, or five now, that with the Disney and Fox merger, just controlling all of your media.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and it's sort of interesting about that. So I just, you know, I find that very fascinating. So there's talks or rumors that there's a bias in the news industry since many news corporations are owned by these six companies. Do you believe that news corporations cover up stories to give the parent company a better reputation?
Honestly, I don't think that's a an important thing in the news, but if it is brought up, sometimes to save face, they will have their companies looking good. But I think the news mostly will try to follow to a standard and have the real news coming out.
And what is that standard exactly?
The standard of having true news and always having the truth come out to the people.
I love that. Very hard and right to the point by Cole Tucky. So you've obviously heard of Disney purchasing 21 Fox. There are numerous films and shows made from Fox, such as Family Guy, The Simpsons, Empire, and more. Do you think there'll be a change in how Fox goes along producing its content since Disney? You can't even swear on ESPN without being kicked out of the country.
I don't think there'll be any change. You've got the same creators, and you don't want these creators leaving because they've been able to produce these big shows and get the money in, so Disney wants to keep them there, and they don't want to have any feelings getting hurt.
All right, perfect. And I know you're a busy guy, so I'm going to let you go right here after this question. Do you think it's too difficult for smaller companies to compete in the media business?
At this day and age, you don't know, because you still do see small businesses cropping up out of nowhere, but it is hard now because of the control that these big companies have.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Pretty good. Right to the point. Okay, well, that's about all the time we have together. Thank you so much, Cole. It was awesome speaking to you. Very, very fun having you here on the show, bud.
Yeah, thanks, Thomas. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. You got right to the point there, and I really appreciated that. So, thank you so much, bud, and see you around.
Yeah, have a good day, bud.
Yeah. So, that'll wrap things up for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to listen to more episodes, or if you're behind and need to get caught up, just go on messingaroundwithmedia.com, and you'll be able to find past episodes. Another big thank you to Cole Tucky for giving his thoughts on the ownership side of media, and a huge thank you to you, the audience. Your support is what keeps my motivation to continue this podcast going. It's also what keeps my children fed. It's what keeps me in my parents' base. I mean, studio. Thank you so much for your support for this podcast. Tune in next week to Messing Around with Media when we discuss the Super Bowl. Is there such a thing as too many commercials? Until then, this is Thomas Beck signing off. Stay classy, world.